اللهم نبذني فيه لبركات أفعالي ونور فيه قلبي لضياء أنواري وقل بكل أعضائي إلى اتباع آثاري بنورك يا منور قلوب العارفين بنورك يا منور قلوب العارفين.
O Allah, on this day awaken me with the blessings of the early mornings, and on this day illuminate my heart with the brightness of its rays, and on this day let every part of my body follow its effects. By your light, O the illuminator of the hearts of those who know you. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're now at the 18th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. Less than 12 days remain within these beautiful days and nights that Allah has given to us to reflect on ourselves and reflect on His beautiful teachings. And today our topic is on the blessings contained within this blessed month of Ramadan. Now, I want to look at just a few traditions that we have which speak about the importance of the month of Ramadan. Obviously, we know that it is the month in which the Quran was revealed as a guidance for humanity. It is a month in which the fasting has been prescribed upon us, just as those previous nations had a form of fasting, so that we may develop in our active consciousness of Allah. But let us see what else is contained within our religious teachings about the month of Ramadan. We begin with a saying from Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he has spoken the following in relation to the blessed month of Ramadan, and he has been quoted as saying, indeed, this month has been named Ramadan because it burns away the sins. This word Ramadan, the root letters in the Arabic, this word literally means to burn away. And so what the Prophet is telling us is that one of the meanings of Ramadan is the burning away, the expiation of our sins. And obviously this comes about through multiple ways, through our praying, through our vigilance, through our fasting, through our asking for forgiveness on a regular basis, and also as a mercy, a blessing from Allah to forgive the servants of His in this blessed month. We have a beautiful tradition which is indicative of the status of the one who has said it, and it tells us the importance of this blessed month of Ramadan, and it states the following. O people, indeed the month of Allah has now come upon you. It is a month which is the best of months in the presence of Allah, and its days are the best of days, and its nights are the best of nights, and its hours are the best of hours. This was actually a part of the sermon that Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, that he spoke on the final Friday of the month of Sha'aban to welcome in the month of Ramadan, in which he showed us that the entire period of the month of Ramadan is a blessing for the believer. The minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks, the month itself is a mercy of Allah. And to reflect on the rest of the sermon that of the Prophet will show you at what more of a deep level the Prophet had given us of this month being that of a blessed month and a mercy-filled month that Allah has given to the community of believers. Another hadith, and we'll end with this, tells us the following. A person who witnesses the month of Ramadan, however, has not been forgiven by him, by Allah, due to his own heedlessness, is the one who is the furthest away from the mercy of Allah. This hadith should be very thought-provoking for us, and something that we need to reflect upon, that this month is so full of mercy. As we know, the breathing that we perform, this involuntary act of breathing, is a form of glorification. Our sleeping is worship. Every act that we do is multiplied by manyfold. Reciting one verse of the Quran in this blessed month is equivalent to reciting the entire Quran at any other time of the year. And so many other traditions. You feed one person, you give food to break the fast for one person, and it is as if you have freed multitudes of peoples from bondage and slavery. So with so much of an ability and so much of the mercy of Allah encompassing this month in every action we do, this hadith is so on the target that if we are not able to gain the mercy of Allah in this month, then truly we are the most wretched of creatures of Allah, because there is a way to attain Allah's mercy in this month in every single thing that we do. Let us just explore where Allah's mercy lies and seek that out in this blessed month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.